I am in film high level. The film I've chosen for my film oral is called City of God. It was directed by Fernando Meireles, and Katja Lund was the co-director, and the screenplay was written by Braulio Montovani. I chose this particular movie because it's a very modern movie, released in 2002, and therefore deals with mostly the modern issues, which are interesting to encounter if these issues do not affect oneself, such as myself. I just wanted to see the reality of the life, the drug life in Rio de Janeiro, and this movie is very good in portraying this, for it's based on a true story. The basic plot for City of God is the drug gang war life in Rio de Janeiro, and in specific, the life in a bankrupt housing project city called City of God. The stories of different characters is told out of the perspective of a young teenager called Rocket, who wants to stay clear of all the violence around him. The film focuses on either one young man or a small group at a time, covering events in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and the events which occur nowadays. These young men are actually teenagers with nicknames like Shaggy, Clipper, Goose, Knockout Ned, and Rocket. And all of these have various goals which are dealt within the movie. However, the main goal for most of these characters, except for Rocket, is to become part in the enormous drug dealing scene, which ends up dividing into two gangs and consequently ends in a huge gang war. Going back to 1997, Meireles read the Brazilian bestseller called City of God, written by Paulo Lins, and decided to turn it into a movie despite the pretty nerve-wracking story that involved more than 350 characters. Once the screenplay was written by Braulio Montovani, Meireles gathered a crew mixed with professional technicians and inexperienced actors chosen between the youngsters living in the favelas surrounding Rio de Janeiro. But in doing that, he actually took the personal life of every single one of those youngsters who live in the favelas and have to deal with these drug dealing wars around them. The film was a huge success in Brazil and began to attract attention around the world after it was screened in Cannes, in the Cannes Film Festival in 2002. Throughout the time, the movie was nominated for 4 Oscars, had 21 other nominations, and won 48 nominations, including Best Cinematography by César Chalon, Best Foreign Film, and Best Director. City of God is classified under the genre of crime and drama, which together produces a fairly horrific theme. It's a mix of those two, producing the theme including drugs, violence, rape, murder, gang war, and weapons, all of which is clearly seen in the movie. The movie represents real-life situations as the movie is based on a true story. We jump between these time periods between 60s, 70s, and 80s by facing different clothing styles and the subjects which are being talked within the movie, such as the Soviet topic at the end, and the different type of music we hear. And the main characters are Alejandro Rodriguez as Rocket, Leandro Firmino as Leoze, and Felipe Hagensen as Benny. The scene I've chosen happened in the middle of the movie when a group of young favela kids are having lunch and talking about the drug business which happens around them. The drug boss of that area, called Lil Zay, who was only 20 at the time, arrives with a part of his gang, breaking up the conversation, and forces one of his kid members to shoot one of the young kids after having shot them in the foot. This is definitely one of the most aggravating and disturbing scenes of all, portraying the pointlessness of violence, the horror in the favelas, and the drug life. Lil Zed didn't have to shoot the little kid, there was no use in shooting them, but he just did it for fun. He ruled the area, and that's what he liked to do, to show his power. Steak and Fries, that's the boy's name, the kid member's boy's name, who has to shoot, shakes with the gun too big for his hand, and hesitates. He is shot in a low angle, almost from the point of view of his most likely victim, which is around a 6-year-old boy, but ultimately shoots another boy in the head in an almost casual manner, because he's too afraid to do anything else, because Lil Zay is behind him, forcing him to shoot one of them. It's an extremely hard scene to watch, given how Mireles draws out this particular scene and puts in Lil Zay's harsh commands and the laughter of all his gang members around him. The shooting of the children's feet is the only instance of real graphic violence in the film. The viewer actually sees the bullet close up enter the flesh of the foot. When Steak and Fries takes the gun, on the other hand, the shot is filmed from over his shoulder, as an observer present might see it. So the director is putting the viewer into the action as one of the gang members being behind Steak and Fries and seeing how he is about to shoot the little kid. Consequently, the camera also goes behind Steak and Fries, having his neck almost full frame. The audience does not see the shooting, only the falling body. At the critical moment, the boy of Steak and Fries' transformation into a killer and into a man, the spectator is deprived both of the spectacle of the body and the spectacle of the killer. The body is shown poorly focused in the edge of the scene. And Steak and Fry is told by Lil Zay, "Now you're one of us." Mireles usually used music throughout the film to create a distance from all the bloody actions. However, in this particular scene, we do see the blood, and we have no music which interacts. Mireles did this to improve the intenseness of the scene. For if the viewer is actually one of those members, he doesn't hear any music around him. He just hears his colleagues laughing about it and hears those two kids crying. And that's where Mireles wanted the viewer to be, exactly in the scene, and made it into a real life situation. At the most intense part of the scene, the only thing we hear is the laughter of the gang, and as I said, in comparison to the little kid who was just little kid crying, who has just got shot in the foot and is about to get killed. While certain aspects were probably taken for dramatic effect, there is no denying the fact that what happens in the sequence feels and looks extremely real. The type of cinematography is partially due to the documentary-like feel to particularly my chosen film. It's a very stylish film as well, considering the slight editing and the guerrilla-style cinematography. Although it's slight edited, it's very fast editing, throughout the movie. The camera is primarily handheld and sometimes actively shaky, which works perfectly. This actively shaking gives the viewer the feel of actually being there. A lot of objects and characters are often out of frame and sometimes out of focus. So just this either produces the documentary feeling or excludes bloody images. Example is when the boy is shot dead. He's out of focus. The colors are very bright and very well saturated in low-key lighting. Meaning that there's a very high contrast and the colors are beautiful. Although it's such an intense scene and such a dramatic scene, the color is very... Although we're in the favelas and the colors are very dark, but they're very intense. Sharpness and detail in the mise-en-scene is very good. Sometimes the images, in particular in my scene, look fairly soft, but this doesn't distract. And as I said, the camera quickly pans around towards the character speaking, as if the viewer there would turn his head around, always turning his head towards the action. Likewise, the camera turns quickly towards the action. Often the guns are mainly in focus, whilst the characters are out of focus, visualizing the threat and making clear who's in power and what gives them the power. Consequently, the gun. A lot of guns are used in this movie, for that's what gives those men the power to kill, and they actually make use of these guns. Particularly, this is when Lil Zay is about to shoot the kid's foot and the camera is at a low angle while the gun fills almost the whole frame, leaving the little kid almost out. The gun gets very big, filling the whole frame. We just see the little kid out of focus in the background. We also often come across shots from a high angle. In my sequence, it's from an almost bird eye view, getting scenes of the favelas into the frame. This also gives the effect for the viewer, for him not to forget in which situation he is set into, not to forget where he is, and to include all the characters around him, seeing that some of the kids run away, and seeing the gang coming towards the kids, and it builds up this intention. Effective cinematic techniques throughout the film include split screen and a lot of accelerated movement and occasional rewinds of the action, all of which is emphasized by the constantly outstanding editing technique, the fast editing. My scene in particular allows to see the violence of the gang, and in particular from Lil Zay, out of lust, even killing innocent little kids. The social cultural context is that in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the drug theme, especially in the poor parts of the world, such as the favelas in Rio de Janeiro, started to boom, producing major gang wars, which are still occurring today. The narrator of the film introduces the City of God as a dumping ground. He says this is where the politicians dump their garbage. Not only a lot of Brazilians, but around the world, a lot of people can connect themselves with what happened in the favelas. Therefore, the director thought that about 500,000 people would watch his movies, and in the end, about 4 million people watched his movies. Meaning that a lot of people in countries where this doesn't happen wanted to watch how the feeling which people have in the countries, and a lot of Brazilian people can connect their feelings towards the young kids, and especially seeing that they have favelas in their own cities, seeing what goes on in those favelas.